Hey, everybody. Thanks for checking out another episode of the Aaron Advantage Podcast. I am very excited to be talking to John Gabriel with Xfera.Earth today about an amazing technology platform that he's been working on utilizing augmented reality. John Gabriel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Really busy.
I can imagine. I know exactly what feeling busy is like. The real estate market has been keeping me pretty busy for the last couple of years, so I know that feeling well.
Yeah, I just got off from a board meeting just like 30 minutes ago, so cooling off.
Yeah, nothing better than a board meeting, right? That's a great way to end a Monday.
Yeah.
So, John Gabriel, I am super excited to talk to you today about this new technology platform you're working on. I remember meeting you at the Evansville Area Referral Network when you came in and kind of introduced the platform. And I think there's a lot of cool implications that can be utilized with augmented reality. But before we get into some of my questions specifically, I wanted to just kind of get the backstory. What got you into this technology? What got you started with this particular platform?
Might seem not seem related, but have you ever played like SimCity 4?
I've never played it myself, but I know the platform, yes.
Yes, so it's not going to be completely intuitive, but SimCity 4, I grew up as a child with that game. It's very, it's a 4x4 city building top-down game, so there's lots of location-based concepts in there.
Okay.
So the original, and the Xfera, we're building a platform called Xearth, and Xearth is an augmented reality location-based platform that's built on Earth. And kind of the backstory to that is, you know, as a child, I grew up with this game, and this game always emphasized location-based aspects. So in the game, like if you put a hospital on the east side of the city, it made a difference versus if you put in the central area of the city.
Right.
The way you were building roads, you know, how close cities were to search and services. So I was quite addicted to the game, but... It really formed how my mind thought. So I kind of realized that there's lots of things that the internet has done, obviously, but there is a lacking component in the internet, which is location.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you can filter by location. You know, you can do filters, but there's no real tool out there that you can just scan the environment,
right,
and get data back. So, you know, and I've always been fascinated by movies. Where people can like just scan the environment, you know, get all that data back to them. Yeah, so that's kind of the gist of my upbringing and how I'm thinking about things.
You know, and I think that's a great point to kind of put out there, specifically this game that was helping you understand that location-based analytics for infrastructure and how it impacts society and all this information that goes into, you know, hospitals versus schools versus, you know, places of worship, places to eat and do all these things definitely has a major impact on where people go, where they travel. You know, tourism is definitely affected by where all those things are located. So at a young age, kind of making that connection through a video game to something that's ultimately, like in my business, everybody talks about location, location, location is the most important thing. So
yeah. You've
definitely hit the nail on the head on what's the most important aspect of that.
Yeah, like if you put housing zoning next to like heavy industrial,
you're gonna have a lot of unhappy homeowners.
Yes, yeah, and you're gonna have poor health and all that sort of issues. So
yeah.
You know, yeah.
So you mentioned something like you see in the movies and things of the scanning the environment and getting this information. I immediately go to season one of Altered Carbon. And I go to season one because I never watched the second season of it. But they have this little contact that they put in their eye, and they literally like can look at any building or anything anywhere. And they are gathering all of this information in an augmented reality sort of aspect. So to see what you're doing with your technology is kind of like automatically making me think, oh man, there's so many possibilities with what can be done here.
Yep, that's right. And even out of movies, like let's say video games, let's say like Call of Duty,
right?
That's AR, or Detroit Becomes Human. There's any sort of first person video game you play has AR built into the design. And the reason why is because it's so intuitive, and it makes the game so much better and faster. You can process information so much faster. So I was like, why if you can make that into real life?
Right. Yeah. And we're throwing AR and augmented reality out there. Let's just start with the basic. What exactly is AR? I think probably the game that most people would recognize as AR that was the worldwide craze, Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So augmented reality is like virtual reality. So the only difference is that the technology is actually similar to VR. The only difference is that your camera, the background is your actual environment. So that's just the basic. If you broke down AR to the bare minimums, it is putting virtual objects, could be like a picture, some sort of sign or something, digital sign, onto your physical environment through a camera. That's not exactly what Xperia is doing. We use that, but we add a gist to it, actually. Right. But yeah, that's kind of the bare minimum of AR.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things that virtual reality, augmented reality, all of these things that are out there is such new technology for a lot of people. They don't really understand the difference. Now, when we're talking about Xperia, I'm gonna link a video. I'm gonna try to show a little bit of that information here, kind of picture in picture with what you sent me from, just as an example.
Yeah, we are actually working with Sean Ferguson.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I met with him. We were working on something. We obviously have corporate to deal with, but yeah. I'm pretty excited. And then I just, you know, Wartime Museum.
Uh-huh.
Potentially there as well.
That's pretty awesome. And I saw the video with the Eastland Mall kind of overview and all that kind of stuff. Yep. And I think that is, there's so many implications of what you can do with that particular technology. Let's just talk about some of the stats you sent over to me. 56% of shoppers who were surveyed by Nielsen said that AR gives them more confidence about the quality of a product. And 61% say they would prefer to shop with retailers that had AR experiences. What are you finding with your own kind of like overlays with the technology you're developing as far as adoption that you're seeing people go in and utilize those AR services?
Yeah. So going back to the previous point, you know, when you mentioned the terms AR or VR, it's a very, people's like, what's this? Like, it's like some alien technology. the term we've been using now is actually a much more simpler term. We just use the term mapping. Mapping, and then we build a mobile app, and then that's where I slowly introduce AR to them. But I just show the video. I don't tell them AR. I don't give them these weird terms. I just show them what it is. And
nice.
I found that even much older generation, let's say someone who is in their 90s or 80s, they see the value in it. And mm-hmm. I'm surprised. I'm actually surprised because you know, before I started the company, I've actually had arguments with like some of my college you know, friends who were much younger, and they're like, what's the use of this? And sometimes I show like a 70-year-old or 60-year-old and you know, much older generation, someone who's more senior, obviously. And they're like, yeah, I see it so fast. Like, right. It makes sense. So, yeah. So very, very, very adaptive. I would say that the location aspect of AR is what makes our technology stand out. Yeah,
and that's something that really stood out to me is not only can you see information about the specific like location that you're looking at as far as the store inside of Eastland Mall, but it shows you the distance to that location. It shows you information. It links directly to their webpage. You can gather more information. I think the possibilities of this technology, this mapping that you're saying, is almost endless. Like there's so many aspects of what you could do with that I could find a lot of people finding value in.
Yeah. Just imagine if you were like playing Call of Duty in real life and you had all that information. Yeah, our goal is to really make a platform where you can have that full immersive experience, really. Yeah.
And I think the thing that really stood out to me when we first talked about it was I can see the utilization of this in helping people sell homes, where you could literally like have a house-based version of a mapping where you can point out information about the HVAC age or like the maintenance records on, you know, the different components of the house or how old's the water heater and all these things. I think there's just, that is something that when people are looking at houses, they always ask me those questions. And it's like, you know, unfortunately, I don't have that information readily available. But if you had the lead time to get it on there and every single person could just pull out a smartphone and scan the house and answer all those questions, I think that'd be a phenomenal use of that technology.
Yeah. We're combining two of the most powerful technologies. Like two of the fastest growing technologies in the U.S. is GIS technology, which is location-based mapping. Geographic information system.
Yeah.
And then augmented reality is one of the fastest as well. Like the CAGR is about like 30-40% projected over 10 years. So that's like massive amounts of growth in the market. And we just combine, we're actually combining both of those. Because many times AR providers will just give you AR mm-hmm. and they don't actually give you location specific items.
Gotcha.
Which is kind of what makes our platform very different than older technology. Yeah. Which is why I don't really like the metaverse.
So you're kind of coupling those things together where you have not just the AR, but you've got the location-based information that it's populating that information?
I think that's the core of it, because that's what makes it different than the metaverse. Because the metaverse, and I'm actually against the metaverse.
I'm not a huge fan myself. Don't get me started.
Have you spent, I don't know if you've seen the news, but there's these companies that have spent millions of dollars on buying metaverse land. And I think it's a, for good reason, due to the law of supply and demand, there's major issues, and it's like it's a very dumb thing, in my opinion. But the whole purpose of augmented reality is to be more accurate, to feel more real. And if you put, let's say, you put a virtual chair right here, and many apps, they'll let you do that. But the moment you leave and you come back, it's gone.
Right.
So the what our XSurf platform is doing, and it's not that obvious because right now it looks like signs, just 2D signs, is actually 3D objects.
Right.
So you could actually position a chair, and this is what our platform is trying to do right now, is you put a chair right here, you leave, you come back, it's still there, and anyone can see that chair. So it's like, you can think of it like you can build like Minecraft in real life.
Oh man, that is...
That's a pretty cool idea. So yeah, we're working on the platform, there's lots of stuff in the background. The goal right now, we're B2B, business to business, where we're working directly with like the Eastland Mall. Not yet with the Wartime Museum. Hopefully we can do that. But the goal is to transition to B2C in the future, in the long run, where anyone can join our platform. They can maybe, you know, own a section of land and they can buy... they can put like objects, virtual objects. So let's say you wanted to have like a fridge in front of your house for everyone to see. You can upload it, build it there, and anyone will see it. So it's like a whole platform.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Or like I said, you know, let's say I want to buy the quarter acre of land where my listing is, and I want to put a virtual sign in front of it. So if anybody's driving around and scanning an area, they can see, hey, that house is for sale.
Yeah.
And not only can they see that house is for sale, but they see how many bedrooms it has, how many bathrooms it has. They can go directly to a contact information where they can reach out to me. I think the whole concept of this platform is just one of those things that I'm like, I definitely need to stay in contact with John Gabriel because I want to see what I can do to make sure that I can stand out in my business long term, because I think there's so many things that can be done with it.
For sure, and hopefully Meta doesn't hear this, because I think they're really taking the wrong trajectory. I really think they are.
Yeah, and they'll probably hear bits of it because they have their bots crawling my pages, so I know that they'll see some of this. And hopefully, you know, maybe if they hear this, they'll learn something they could do better, and maybe you get a call from Mr. Zuckerberg. No.
Hopefully I seem a little crazy, or yeah, hopefully they just ignore me.
Just ignore you.
That's usually what happens to these big competitors.
So, yeah. I tell you, honestly, I'm super interested in watching everything. You know, I'll, like I said, I'm going to put the clip of the video that you showed out at Eastland Mall so people can just see how easy and intuitive it is. It's literally just a video scanning these areas and just clicking on and getting that information. Where can people find the app? Is this something that's out there right now that they can download and start utilizing?
Yep. We're not actively promoting it because, you know, it's not free for us. We don't put ads on it. We're not monetizing it, but
gotcha.
It's called XSurf, the planet Earth, XSurf. You can get it right now.
Very nice.
You don't need to sign up. No personal information. You can start. The platform already covers 7 million square miles, so parts of Western Europe, parts of Asia, as well as the entire U.S. So if you're anywhere in the U.S., it should work. It doesn't work in Turkey for some reason. We don't know why.
Interesting.
It works in Russia.
It works in Russia, but not in Turkey. Yeah. That's interesting. So 7 million square miles. So clearly this isn't a solo operation. You've obviously got some help with this.
Yes. Yeah. So we have a great team, very talented team. My background is actually talent acquisition. So it's kind of my belief, like, you know, you can't build a great product without great people, you know. Great people. So we have people in Ireland, basically almost all over the world, but mostly in the U.S. and parts of Europe.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. You know, I built a team in my own business because I'm like, you know, there's a limit to what I can do. But if I leverage the abilities and the skills of other people to make sure that I'm taking care of my clients, ultimately they're going to have the best experience. So I couldn't agree with that sentiment more.
Yeah, for sure. You want to break off from this kind of solopreneur I mean, it's good to be a solopreneur, but it's like there's a difference between being a entrepreneur or like a corporate entrepreneur versus just being like a brick and mortar business, which mm-hmm. is like, it's very easy to get tied back into like, oh, I'm going to hire my family and my friends. And those are mindsets that, you know, I support family businesses, but, you know, my family had a family business, but I realized that there's limitations to scaling once you start that way.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Now that makes sense. Well, let's go into a little other bit of information. This one that I thought was pretty awesome is 47% of shoppers want to receive real-time promotions. Only 7% of retailers send such promotions. And I think a lot of people, you know, I love getting real-time promotions. I get text messages almost daily from different places that I've signed up subscription-based information on. Hey, we have this offer. Just reply X. The best one I can tell you is Gary V. Out of New York City. His family has a liquor store and they have something they call wine text. And I get a daily text message that says, hey, here's how much this wine is worth. Here's the price that we have for you. Just respond with how many bottles you want. I think that's fantastic. I've bought hundreds of dollars of wine based on this service. Thousands of dollars of wine at this point. Right. I think that's an awesome thing. And I think having that real-time promotion where it's literally you're scanning your environment and you can see those kind of things, I think that's an amazing use of that technology as well that probably goes overlooked by most business owners.
Yep. Yeah. So this is where working with a mall or shopping center or even a museum, any sort of large venue that's over 50,000 square feet becomes very useful is that you can know where the user is and you can give them advertisements that are relevant. So I'm very against advertisements that are annoying. I'm easily annoyed by advertisements, but let's say you were, you know, let's say the first time you visited Starbucks and or H&M, mm-hmm. and you never went there before, but you had this app. Basically, it would say like, hey, you're at H&M. Here's an ad. I mean, here's like a 15% off discount that's relevant to you. So it's extremely relevant because it will give you ads for your actual physical location.
Right.
So, and that's super engaging, right? If I knew that maybe Walmart had, you know, buy one, get one free something, and I'm there, I'll be like, yeah, I should go in there. So that's where the location part comes in. And yeah. then where the AR parts come in, augmented reality, is that it's immersive and you can actually have like 3D products. You can actually show 3D products to the customer. And the video that for Islam is not obvious, but it's actually 3D signs. So you can have like a shoe floating around.
Nice.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I think that's one of the things that really is, in my mind, kind of important, that location-based thing, where it's like, you know, geofencing is a term that I'm familiar with through different digital marketing and things I've done, where it's like, hey, if somebody's in a specific location, I want to be able to target them. And you're right. The vanilla, boring, generic ads that just hit me with stuff all the time, I hate those. But when I get those subscription services or things that are specific to things that I've told people that I'm interested in, I'm significantly more likely to pay attention to those.
True. Yeah. And people are more likely, and not sure about this stat, but when people are at the shopping mall,
mm-hmm.
they already have the intention. They're most likely, they have a way higher intention to buy than let's say they are at home.
Right.
Maybe scrolling online.
100%. Yeah. And I think the ability to target those people, and let's face it, every single person's walking around. I'm recording on two iPhones right now. I just have GPS devices everywhere. Everybody can find my location at any point in time. So utilizing something like that with the intent-based marketing when they're already in a location where they're more likely to buy, I think it's just a phenomenal use of that technology.
Yep. And just to add on that, we do highly respect data privacy. The way you do that is you separate the person's, you don't take their names, right? You don't need their names. You can just assign a specific number to that specific location. Right. So you actually really, the way our platform works is that you don't need any personal, really any personal information. It's just automatic. Like, okay, you're at this longitude, latitude, and this ad is 5 meters away, send the ad.
Right.
It could basically just be like that. So you could really, if you design it correctly, you can really protect personal data.
Privacy and yeah. data. That's yeah. fantastic. That was actually going to be my next question, is if anybody's walking around with this stuff, obviously you can target them. What's the fear? So you beat me to the next question.
Yeah,
so.
It's just automatic. That's just the way the app is. The app is a location-based app that allows you to scan nearby stuff. So like if you turn the camera, you expect it to see out the other end. In the same way, this app is like a reconnaissance scanning app. Okay. So you know, you want to, it gives you that spatial awareness. And in order to have that spatial awareness, it needs to know where you are. It matches that with nearby location points, and it just shows it to you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, John Gabriel, I think I've got all my questions answered on that one. Is there anything specific that you want to share that maybe I haven't covered in this interview?
Follow us on social.
There you go. I'll make sure to put all your social tags on there as well.
Feel free to reach out to me. Always open to discussing ideas, whether you're a client or maybe you want to join the team. We are hiring a part-time account executive or business development rep. But we're really trying to really show this technology to high-level people who are, you know, in malls, who are super busy people. But one thing I've been surprised is that when I show it to them, you know, like when I met Sean Ferguson, I didn't even need to, like, literally the first question he told me was, what's the price? Like, I didn't even need to explain the product to him. And that was almost my first time just meeting him. But he saw the video, actually. So people see the value in it. Just get the word out there. Happy to talk and see if we can build something.
Absolutely. And I'll make sure to get all your contact information out there, as well as everywhere they can find you online. I'm definitely going to continue following you and watching what this product can do, because I definitely see big things in the future with this technology platform and the location-based service it offers.
Appreciate it.
John Gabriel, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Hey, this is Aaron Luttrell. Thank you so much for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. If you would like to be a guest, please feel free to reach out to me anytime. We're always looking for other people to interview.